Well, howdy there, internet people. It's Bo again. So today we are going to talk about some updates. We're going to talk about the latest developments, provide some information, and just talk about where things sit at the moment and what they may mean. Okay, so starting off, we have to talk about the tents, because a whole bunch of tents are going up. And by that, I mean tents. Looks like enough to house close to 500,000 people is what they're aiming for. The Israeli government is putting up these tents. The obvious reason is to handle those people fleeing from Rafah in the event of an offensive. Close to 500,000. People are taking this as a sign of them being prepared for it. Putting up tents to house 500,000 people is one thing. Having the logistics in place to get them food, water, and medical care is something else. This is a massive undertaking. And as we talked about before, if everything goes perfectly, then sure, maybe it works. But no plan survives first contact. It is incredibly unlikely that everything goes perfectly. Now, there was a ceasefire proposal presented. It is currently being reviewed by the Palestinian side. What they're going to make of it, I don't have a clue. But given the preparations that are underway, time is running short to come to some kind of agreement that might stop a full-blown offensive into Rafah. The other thing deals with a question that came up when we were talking about the peace offer from the Palestinian side, and we're talking about the different components and the regional security force. A bunch of people asked, you know, like, okay, you said that you think they have the Arab nations, but what about countries that would make the Israelis more comfortable? I don't see Western nations being on board with that. There is some light reporting and a whole lot of rumors that suggest British troops might be involved with distributing aid in Gaza. That may be something that's happening. Think back to, if you watched the video over on the other channel, I'll put it below. Think back to the idea of the issue on the east coast of Africa, I think was the scenario presented, where troops go in to provide aid, and then they end up securing things. My guess is that the British have signed on based on the light reporting and the just massive amount of rumors about this one. So the potential for the regional security force, which is one of the components that would be needed for the, quote, day after, those pieces look like they're there. There is not a lot of time to stop something that, again, unless it goes absolutely perfectly, is going to definitely make the humanitarian situation in the area worse, and it could make it just disastrous. Anyway. It's just a thought. Y'all have a good day.